Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Donna Crow. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today, once again, we're here discussing Ganoderma lucidum. And this is, the subject today is heart health. This is a topic that's on a lot of people's heart, and I didn't mean to have the pun there. Numerous people were asking if we could do a broadcast related to heart issues, and so it was on my heart, it was on Bob's heart, again, no pun intended, but so that's what we're doing this today. So as usual, I'm going to start out with a disclaimer here, so hang on. This is an information broadcast only. It's not intended to and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to GanoXL products. So the research is done on Ganoderma in general. And I know about this product that it's the most potent Gano you can get. So I'll let you make your own conclusions there. Individual results may vary. You've heard me say before, nothing works first time, every time for everybody. Okay, so individual results will vary. They always do. We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXL products. Statements made during this call, this broadcast, have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXL products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. All right, let's talk about the heart. Well, let's just kind of state the obvious here. Let's just talk about the heart in general. The beating heart, it ensures that every cell in the body has an uninterrupted supply of food, oxygen, and other essentials. The heart can pump the entire blood volume of 5 liters, or about a little over 8 pints, around the body once every minute. That's how powerful it is. On average, it beats or pumps about 70 times in a healthy person, between 60 and 80. And over a lifetime, it beats about 2.5 billion times without tiring or stopping for rest. That's pretty phenomenal. I don't think it's any mystery to anybody that it's an essential ingredient to health, you know. You can lose an arm, you can lose a leg, you can lose an eye, you know, you can lose a kidney. There's a lot of stuff you can do without, but the heart, you know, it's essential ingredient, you know. And what I hope you will hear today is that you have power in your life to increase the health of your heart. You don't have to be a victim. You shouldn't feel like a victim when it comes to your heart. And you were designed to have a healthy heart your entire life. You know, heart disease is not part of the design. It happens when the unit is not used properly and not maintained properly. And, you know, last week we talked about diabetes and the fact that most people don't know that it's preventable and curable with natural means. It's a condition that happens when you don't, again, use the unit correctly or maintain it correctly. You have a choice about this, and you have a choice about the health of your heart. And even if you are in a state where you've made really bad choices in your life and you're in a position now where you have been diagnosed with an unhealthy heart, there's still a lot that you can do. And the main focus of this call is Ganoderma, but I can't in good conscience not tell you about some other things. So we're going to talk about other basic things. You know, it can seem like a really complicated picture, especially when you're dealing with doctors, because there's this feeling that they are like this insider's club. You know, they've got inside information that you don't know and you just can't understand. You haven't been to 12 years of medical school or whatever, and they have knowledge and they understand stuff that you don't. And and the body needs this pharmaceutical medicine in order for you to be healthy. And we're going to dispel that myth here today because your body was designed to run on created food. It's designed to run on water, good water, clean water, healthy water, good levels of water. It's designed to run on oxygen. You know, if you've got a lifestyle that's extremely inactive and you're involved in shallow breathing a lot, you might want to consciously think about the fact that oxygen is health to your body. It's fuel to your body. You need oxygen. You need certain nutrients in order for your heart to stay healthy and function. So you need to make healthy lifestyle choices. And that can look really complicated. There's this diet and that diet and this diet and that diet. You know, which one's right, you know, and this one's right this year and then next year it's wrong. Eggs are bad for us. Oh, now eggs are good for us. You know, it gets confusing. My personal opinion is if you eat stuff that's created instead of manufactured, you're going to do okay. You know, you can cook the stuff that's created, you know, eat certain amounts of raw. But if you're eating fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, you know, as long as you don't have allergies to these things, natural stuff, eggs, dairy, preferably raw, if you can get it, if it's not illegal in your state. You know, when you put dairy through super, super, super high heat and then homogenize it, it literally becomes a manufactured ingestible. You know, you can put it in your body, but your body's not going to respond to it like when it's in its natural state. And that's why people have so much problems with dairy. You also find people that can't tolerate homogenized and pasteurized, they don't have a problem with raw. So it's a very simplistic view, I'm sure, in some people's eyes and minds. But the fact is, that's what your body was designed to run on, natural, wholesome, created foods. And that's what you do. That's the steps that you take towards prevention. But the good news is that even if you're in a bad state and you've allowed yourself to have heart disease through poor diet and lifestyle, the same thing that works for prevention often also will turn things around. All right, where am I going here? I'm just going to read you a few quotes again. I read one of these. This is, I mentioned to you, a U.S. dietary guidelines, goals and guidelines put out by the U.S. government. And I read a quote to you from a doctor. I'm going to read another one. Just a couple quotes here. It says, ischemic heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and hypertension are the diseases that kill us. They are epidemic in our population. We cannot afford to temporize. We have an obligation to inform the public of the current state of knowledge and to assist the public in making the correct food choices. To do this is to avoid our responsibility. They're saying these diseases kill us, and they're not saying we have an obligation to inform the public that they need to get to their doctor and get some pharmaceuticals so that they can be healthy. No, that's not what they're saying. They go on to say, this is the quote I quoted before, and this is by a medical doctor, there is a widespread and unfounded confidence in the ability of medical science to cure or mitigate the effects of such diseases once they occur. Appropriate public education must emphasize the unfortunate but clear limitations of current medical practice in curing the common killer diseases. Once hypertension, diabetes, arteriosclerosis, or heart disease are manifest, there is, in reality, very little that medical science can do to return a patient to normal physiological function. As awareness of this limitation increases, the importance of prevention will become all the more obvious. Again, these are medical doctors who have gathered together on our behalf, you know, gathered together by our government. And they're saying people need to know that diet is the main factor, not pharmaceuticals. So we're going to talk just briefly here about some of the potential dangers of cardiovascular drugs. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, write the names of these down as I go. I'm going to give you some various categories of pharmaceutical drugs for the heart, okay? If you write these down, you can then go and you can Google. And what you want to Google is natural alternative to. So first of all, we're going to talk about statins, statin medications. You can go and Google natural alternative to statins or statin medications, and you will find that there are natural alternatives. Now think about it. Your body was created to run on plants and herbs. It wasn't designed to run on artificial chemicals cooked up in a lab. So things like statin drugs have a lot of side effects because, frankly, as smart as scientists are, they're not as smart as God. God designed your body. He knows what it runs on. He created fuel for it to run on. And the doctors are smart, and they can get in there and tweak symptoms and stuff, but it always ends up as a side effect. I personally don't know of one single medication that doesn't have side effects. All right, so we're going to talk about statins because statins are a big, big deal, and it's pretty scary because they're trying to put children on statins now to prevent high cholesterol. It's scary stuff. So look at this statement. The British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology reported on analysis of the major controlled trials before the year 2000 regarding statins, and they found that long-term use of statins for primary prevention of heart disease produced a 1% greater risk of death over 10 years compared to placebo. So once again, the people that took the placebo did better than the people who took the statins. You know, you can imagine that people who did nothing were just as well off, you know. One of the side effects of statin drugs is muscle pain and weakness, but statin drugs suppress the body's formation of CoQ10. And CoQ10 is essential for heart health. If you don't have enough CoQ10 in your system, you're really prone to heart attacks. So how much sense does it make to prescribe a statin drug to somebody to prevent heart attack when you know that it's going to so greatly reduce their CoQ10 that now they're going to be more vulnerable to heart attack? It just makes no sense. If you Google natural alternative to statins, you will find there are products that do the same thing, can benefit the body without the side effects, okay? Calcium channel blockers are used to treat chest pain. All right, this is one of my major pet peeves here because magnesium will serve the same purpose. Our soil is very low in magnesium. 7 out of 10 people are low in magnesium. Magnesium is what causes your heart to relax. The way your heart pumps is it gets a shot of calcium, then it gets a shot of magnesium. Calcium constricts, magnesium relaxes. So you've got, you know, restrict, relax, calcium, magnesium. If you are really low in magnesium, which most people are because, not only because the soil is low in it, but because stress causes you to use up magnesium. So any magnesium you're getting is getting used up faster, and that's why when people get into high stress, they're vulnerable to heart attack and angina. You go to the hospital, what do? They give you an injection of magnesium because it relaxes the heart. So here we've got calcium channel blockers to do what magnesium does. It makes no sense. I'm sorry. It says in a 1995, the Public Citizens Health Research Group filed a petition with the Food and Drug Administration to add a warning to the label of all calcium channel blockers. This action was in light of the observational studies which revealed that calcium channel blockers increase the risk of heart attack and death. Okay? This is a medication that's given to protect you from heart attacks, and what does it do? It increases the risk of heart attack. It's insane. Ah, God. All right, beta blockers. beta blockers block the effects of adrenaline. So again, you're in a position of stress. Your body's pumping out adrenaline. This can, you know, get the system all fired up in you, and you get tenseness. Okay, and it can cause constriction. Again, you're using up your magnesium, and the adrenaline brings your magnesium lack to the surface. And so, without adequate magnesium to calm, you end up with angina and things like this. So again, instead of them going, let's give you a magnesium supplement and see if we can avert this, they develop this drug called a beta blocker that blocks the adrenaline. And side effects from beta blockers include congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, heart block, fatigue, drowsiness, depression, insomnia, headaches, dizziness, tingling in hands and feet, wheezing, bronchospasm, increased severity of asthma, decreased sex drive. I mean, it's bad news all the way around. And again, Google natural alternative to beta blockers. You'll find things like magnesium that calm your system, things like GANO. GANOderma is very calming to your adrenals, causes balance in your body. Then there's vasodilators. I was shocked. I mean, I knew that they were not good, but yesterday I was doing a little bit of research and found out that one of the side effects of vasodilators is lupus. People actually get lupus from taking vasodilators. And there are multitudes of natural vasodilators that do not cause lupus, that don't have these negative side effects. Then there's cardiac glycosides. They increase the force with which your heart pumps. And one of those is digoxin, and it causes over 28,000 cases of life-threatening or fatal adverse reactions every year. Another thing that is used is diuretics. This kind of lowers the volume of water in the system. One of the side effects of diuretics is magnesium deficiency. Okay, and we've already seen magnesium is essential to heart health, and so now you take a diuretic and you get even greater deficiency. And then listen to this: diuretics have been shown to cause an 11-fold increase in diabetes. So. Again, there are natural alternatives to this that don't have these negative side effects. And the one last thing we're going to look at here is Coumadin, also known as warfarin, used to prevent blood clots. It's, shockingly, it's a rat poison. They use it to kill rats, and it has several adverse reactions associated with it, including internal bleeding, loss of consciousness, bloody and tarry stools, headaches, joint pain, muscle pain, constipation, abdominal pain, swelling in ankles and feet, blue or purple toes, rashes, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, goes on and on and on. And the thing that they don't tell you when they prescribe it for you is that once you're on it, you can't really get off. They've tried and tried and tried to get people off, tried to wean them off really, really slowly, over 6 months and even a year. And what they found is people will have strokes. So usually, you know, at least one, but sometimes multiple. There are ways you can get off of it, but you have to do a lot of research, and you have to find someone really knowledgeable, and it's usually someone who does integrative medicine and can help you with natural blood thinners. And but once again, they don't tell you that once you're on it, you can't get off. You know, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." Hippocrates said, "Let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food." You know, we can get food allergies and stuff. It's not like there's absolutely no adverse reactions to food, but it's not the same. It's minor in comparison, and food is the way to health. It's just common sense. It's what we were made to run on. And God has provided herbs and natural things, that, what we would call superfoods or nutraceuticals. These things have powerful effects, and they're backed up by modern science. It's not, again, like I mentioned before, it's not that these are like little back alley kind of situations where Aunt Harriet had a little success with this, and so we're going to try it on everybody. There's medical research behind these natural nutraceuticals. Integrative medicine is growing like crazy. Complementary medicine is growing like crazy because people are seeing the difference. They're trying these natural things, and they're finding that it works better for them, not worse. My mom had heart issues, and we got her on half dozen different natural things. And when her heart doctor tested her 8 months later, he said, I would like to know what you're doing because I know that my drugs don't do what you're experiencing. Her heart was stronger and it was smaller. She had had an enlarged heart. And so even the medical doctors, many of them are educating themselves. And so you need to know that integrative medicine is real, complementary medicine is real. If your doctor is not supportive of you in trying to deal with this issue in a non-stressful, natural way, find somebody who is, okay? Okay, well, I could say a lot more, but I'm seeing that the time is passing here, and so I want to introduce Bob, and I'm looking for his phone number here. And, okay, Bob. Hold on, you guys. I got to see which number is his. So I'm not seeing a number that makes sense. Okay, let me try this one. Bob, are you there?
I am here, Donna. Can you
hear
me okay?
I got the right number. It was hard to recognize. So Bob's here. I'm going to reintroduce you. Most of you know him, but Bob has been with Gana Excel for a couple years now, and ever since it came to the U.S., he has a lot of experience with the product that we're going to talk about today here, which is Gana Excel, Ganoderma. It's a medicinal mushroom. It's a food. Let your food be your medicine. This is a food. This is something that you can take and know that it's not going to harm you, you know. Anyway, Bob's very knowledgeable in a lot of things. He's a life coach. Is that what you call it, Bob? Is it life coach?
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle coach. And Bob's just a great guy. He's just, besides being a smart guy, he's a really nice man. And he has a lot of experience with this particular product himself, a lot of success with it. Most of you are familiar with his story. So I'm going to say, hey, Bob, I'm handing it over to you.
Okay, Donna, thank you so much. It's such a privilege to be on your show and have an opportunity to just continue to spread the word. I wanted to share a couple of thoughts that happened while you were speaking. First, I just want to echo the disclaimer. Nothing that I say or that Donna says is meant to replace or to make. We can't make any claims, of course. We don't make any claims. But nothing is meant to replace the advice of professional medical personnel that you're working with. I do want to say, however, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who's recovering, and he, you know, his situation is, was uncontrolled diabetes, and he did something that's extremely important as a first step, which was to take personal responsibility. And when Donna was just talking about complementary medicine, alternative medicine, integrative medicine, she's basically saying, take responsibility so that you, when you make your decisions, when the prescription is handed to you, you're the one that makes the decision to fill that prescription. You don't have to do that. You certainly don't have to do it without doing your research, and maybe getting a second opinion would be a very valuable thing to do at that point. I want to mention one experience with Coumadin. A relative, an elderly lady, on Coumadin, had to go to the doctor every week to have her blood tested so they could vary the amount of Coumadin, because too much coumarin, as Donna said, can cause internal bleeding and actually cause strokes, not enough coumarin can cause strokes. Too much can cause internal bleeding. There's a very, very delicate balance. So you become completely dependent on the medical system when you go on coumarin. And this lady had repeated situations where she would, pass out going to the mailbox, or maybe, 30 feet down the driveway and back. I wasn't able to do it, and simple things became a lot more difficult. She went through strokes. It was just not a good situation at all. There's also certain vegetables, broccoli being one of them. There's certain vegetables that naturally thin your blood, and you've got to be extremely careful when you're using blood thinners about the vegetables that you eat, because you can not realizing. I mean, broccoli is purported to be maybe one of the healthiest, if not the healthiest, vegetable, and yet in combination with coumarin, it can be a life-threatening vegetable. So you've got to be extremely, extremely careful with blood thinners. So that's why I repeated the disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you from observation that this is a very, very tricky part of managing your heart. So get really good advice. Like Donna said, there's tons of information on the internet. You can find out that information about broccoli and some of the other vegetables on the internet. Ganoderma is, to switch gears a little bit here, I want to touch on some aspects of heart health that I know that the Ganoderma, there's clinical studies that have been done, and I want to touch on those. I know we're going to use every bit of our time here today, but I just want to say this. As Donna said, the heart is the only muscle that is going for your entire lifetime. It does not stop. It does not rest, other than between beats. So the balance of minerals that she talked about, the calcium and magnesium, and there's other trace minerals involved, that is a critical part of heart health, good health, not just once you have a problem, but good health. So where do you get trace minerals? Where do you get magnesium and calcium? You get it from the soil. You get it from vegetables that are grown in soil that has those minerals. And as she said, our soils are becoming depleted. That's the reason for supplements. But those are just two. The calcium and the magnesium are the major ones, but there's some trace minerals that are involved as well. So as you're doing your research, take that into consideration. So the more root crops you can eat, the better you are. Also, as we get older, our absorption of minerals goes down. So we have to be more cognizant, and it requires us to eat more and also to do things to help the absorption of these minerals. I don't want to get off onto that, but those are important things for you to research. The time to deal with your heart is when it's healthy. It's much easier to keep your heart healthy than it is to recover. Not to say that you can't recover, because people do it all the time, but it's much easier to start with a healthy heart and keep it healthy. And as Donna said, there's some simple common sense things like, drinking sufficient water, getting these minerals, getting exercise, getting plenty of rest, and trying to lower the stress levels in your life. I've just heard on another conference call that in the United States anyway, we're going to be going through some more economic pressure. As more home mortgages begin to, the huge, huge number of home mortgages are going to trigger. So there's increasing stress in our lives, and managing stress is another way to have a healthy heart. Now, on to the Ganoderma. The Ganoderma, because the heart is it's considered a muscle. It's also considered an organ, and the heart is, of course, essential, because it feeds all the other organs. So if you do something to improve your heart or your circulatory system, what happens is that it's sort of like boosting all of the rest of your body. So it needs to be a focal point for our health. Sometimes it's not, because we're, you know, we have something, you know, our shoulder hurts, but we start working on our shoulder. But in reality, improving your heart is something that will really boost your entire body. Here's some of the things that I found when I was doing today. I was looking for some clinical studies on Ganoderma, specifically with regard to the heart, the blood, circulatory system. One of the things that it does, and they don't understand exactly, they know the ingredients in the Ganoderma that do this. There were 22 of these ingredients in the Ganoderma that they studied, and one of the things that they do is they lower blood cholesterol. And by doing that, of course, that allows the you know, the blood to be in a healthier condition, which, of course, what can I say? Anyone that has elevated cholesterol is concerned about it. It also works on the right kind of cholesterol. So that what I'm saying there is it's complementary. It's what you want to have happen. It just really improves the body's ability to do it. It also, now changing the subject, it lowers toxicity in the heart. Now, she mentioned ischemic heart diseases, and one of those is a toxicity that builds up in the heart. The heart's a muscle just like any other muscle, and when toxicity builds up in that muscle, it just begins to diminish the performance of that muscle. The heart being a muscle, that's the case. It especially decreases alcohol toxicity. I don't have to say any more than that. It's really, really important for your heart. And it also makes your muscles more resistant to toxicity. So not only does it decrease it, but on an ongoing basis, your muscles become more resistant to toxicity. So all in all, that's a good thing, because anything that's toxic, by definition, is something that is very detrimental to the cellular structure in our bodies. Now, one of the things that it does chemically in the bloodstream is it increases nitric oxide, which is one of the chemicals that regulates blood pressure in your body. And they know that the ingredients in Ganoderma naturally occurring, but that's why they are part of the way they regulate the blood pressure. Another way that they regulate the blood pressure is the Ganoderma increases the flexibility of the vascular walls. Now, vascular meaning your veins and arteries and your heart. And increasing the flexibility, it's like anything else that bends back and forth a lot. If it's more flexible, it's more resistant to any kind of damage. And so that's something that's really important. What it does with regard to blood pressure is, with the flexibility, the increased flexibility, your blood vessels have a chance to expand and contract, and it allows them to pump your heart to pump the blood with less effort, so that two things occur. One, the blood gets to better circulation gets to the extremities, and the second thing is, of course, because you're getting better circulation, you're getting all three of the aspects of circulation. You're getting better oxygen to the cells, you're getting better waste removal from the cells, and you're getting more nutrients to the cells. And it just is an all-around boost overall. So this is one reason why people that use Ganoderma products have the effects of more energy, feeling better, having more endurance. And over a period of time, they have better muscle tone because of this circulation. Also, something else that the Gano does, it is a detoxifier. It detoxifies the cells in the body in the cellular level, anything that's a toxin. So we talked about it that it lowers heart toxicity, but it also detoxes if there's heavy metals that are accumulated. And other toxic substances that have been accumulated, it takes those out. And over time, it will get it out of all the crevices and corners and cracks in your body where it's accumulated. Talking with some Vietnam veterans yesterday, they don't know where this accumulation, they don't know how they got exposed or what they were exposed to. All they know is they've been told that they have heavy metal accumulation in their bodies. And it's it can be anywhere. It can be in the skin. It can be in the muscles. If it's in the heart, obviously that's an area where you know, as well as the other muscles, you want to see it come out. It gives increased endurance to the muscles because of the oxygen and the better blood flow, and so your heart just has more endurance. Now, why is that important? Well, you heard about the adrenaline. The adrenaline is important because adrenaline is produced when we need it. It's an on-demand thing. When you're constantly producing adrenaline, you know, you can overwork your adrenal glands. But when you need adrenaline, that's like when you have to go quickly, you have to run, or you walk up a flight of stairs, you need adrenaline, or you have an emergency, you want to be able to respond to it. And the fact that the heart is better able to tolerate those spikes of adrenaline, you have more endurance, and naturally that the subsidence of the adrenaline after the emergency is over is also, that's also quicker. Something else is that's an interesting aspect of gonoderma is it's a mild antidepressant. Now, you heard Donna mention that some of the side effects of some of the drugs was depression. And people with issues with their heart or with their circulatory system frequently are just mildly depressed. So the gonoderma can help with that. Without it being, it's not a habit-forming substance in any way whatsoever. And, of course, a lot of the antidepressants are habit-forming. So, you know, and there's many, many side effects to those antidepressants. I could go into a long list, but some of you are probably already familiar with it. I think that over 40 million Americans take just one brand name of antidepressant with all the side effects that come with them. And then I want to mention one other aspect of the gonoderma, and that is the effect it has on the nervous system, which, of course, controls the heart. So it controls every organ in the body, the sympathetic nervous system, the side of our nervous system that isn't touch and feel, but is what is controlling the beating of your heart, your digestion, all of the production of the hormones by the endocrine system. The gonoderma affects that, but it also affects the system controlling your heart. So if the nervous system or your control system is working better, then your heart is better able to respond to any of the circumstances that we're talking about, whether it be just overeating at a big meal, or whether it's having to walk up a flight of stairs, or having a dog run across in front of you in the car, and you panic. You know, those kinds of things are your heart's controlled by the sympathetic nervous system, and if your nervous system is working better, if it's able to communicate better, then obviously it's going to affect your heart as well. Back to some of the things that Donna said about the side effects of those prescriptions. Most of those prescriptions actually do say can cause death, and it's really amazing to me that the population generally doesn't know that there's over 700,000 deaths a year. It is a leading cause of death, these prescriptions, and typically the ones that do cause death are the ones that are prescribed for the major problems that people have, which is, of course, with their heart, circulatory system, diabetes, and so forth. That is so significant, 700,000 deaths because of prescriptions. One good thing about the gonoderma is it doesn't interact with other drugs. The problem with a lot of prescription drugs is a person might see their primary care physician, and then they might have, I don't know, as many as two or three or four specialists for different things that are going on in their body. And even though in our modern medical system the records should be kept in one place, they're not necessarily kept in one place. And all the doctors and staff that are doing the prescribing do not know what what prescriptions you're taking or what strengths or how often you take them. They don't know. And the possibility of drug interaction is very high. The more drugs you take, the more there's likelihood that there's going to be an interaction just between the drugs. The gonoderma does not interact with drugs. There's two exceptions that I want to mention. I'm not a doctor, but this is something that needs to be said. If you are on the list for a transplant and you're getting ready for a transplant operation, you should not take gonoderma. And it's because before, during, or after, because the transplant, they're going to be giving you drugs to suppress your body's attempt to reject that transplanted organ, whatever it might be, a kidney or whatever. So, excuse me, at that time, it's just not wise to take the gonoderma. The other is before chemotherapy, because the chemo is seen by the body as a toxic substance, and the gonoderma immediately tries to detox it. So even before the chemo has a chance to work, the gono is attempting to get it out of your system. So a couple days before you go for a chemo treatment, then it's wise not to take the gonoderma, and then a couple days after, then it's okay to take the gonoderma to help get the toxic stuff out of your system. I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, just saying that the gono is such a strong detoxifier that you want to know that in those particular instances. Now, the other aspects of heart health that I want to talk about with regard to gonoderma is that I want to switch to now speaking specifically about GanoXcel's products. One of the advantages of GanoXcel is that, and the company is known for this, is that we produce the purest, most concentrated form of Ganoderma lucidum, the spore-derived, which is the most potent part. We produce the purest, most concentrated form available in the world today. It comes from six different species that were identified by study to have the overall effect of improving the whole body. No, there are other gonodermas out there. You can go to the health food store and just buy gonoderma, but you can't get the six species. You can't get the purest, most concentrated form unless you get it from GanoXcel. That's just that simple. Now, when you're messing with your health, I'm in this instance, it just doesn't pay to be penny wise and pound foolish. Products from GanoXcel are not expensive. They're not expensive, which is a blessing. But be careful, because there are lookalikes out there that simply do not have what I just told you. They're not made from six species. They're not an extract from the spores. And they're not the purest, most concentrated form that you can get. Well, if you've got something wrong with your heart, as an example, and as Donna said, it's got to beat the rest of your life regularly, you don't want to mess around, playing with substitutes. You just don't. It's that critical. The other thing about GanoXcel products is this extract is put in products that you use every single day. I've already brushed my teeth today. I've already used the soap today. I've already had my cup of coffee today. And these are things that I do habitually. Yes, it's available in capsule form, but I don't have to remember to drink my coffee. Nobody reminds me. I get up every day and I have my cup of coffee. So I've had three good shots of gonoderma as well as what I get in the capsule. So it's for people, and I say this, we're talking about heart health today, but the really important thing here is that the regularity with which you take the magnesium, it should be every day because your body washes it out, just like Donna said. And the same thing is true with gonoderma. It's not stored in your body, so you have to have a regular supply of it for it to work. So getting in the habit of getting a regular supply of something is a change for people. So if you can build it into habits they already have, like brushing their teeth, like bathing, like drinking a cup of coffee, a tea, a hot chocolate, eating cereal. It is so much easier for a person to realize the benefits of gonoderma. And I'm just being honest here. I use the capsules. I have had incredible benefits from the capsules, but I don't forget my coffee. Sometimes I do forget to take my capsules, even the Ganoderma, which I know does so much good for me. So I just want to say those are the advantages of the company Gano Excel and the Ganoderma Lucidum that comes from Gano the company. Now, the last thing I want to mention about the company Gano Excel is there's two times when you can harvest the Ganoderma, and the properties of the Ganoderma at that at the two different stages is very, very different. So again, the research has been done. Our company was the primary one doing this research. The full mature spores of the Ganoderma is one of the times of the life cycle of the Ganoderma. And the other is the young stage, which is the ingredient is, or the Ganoderma comes from the mycelium or the ribs of the very young mushrooms. They have different properties. And Gano Excel produces two different products. One called Ganoderma 90, which is capsules that target the whole body, and one is Gano Excelium, which targets the central nervous system and the brain. Well, we're talking about controlling the heart with the central nervous system, and the Excelium, which comes from the mycelium, is very rich in polysaccharides. And as I was doing my study today, when I said those 22 things, one of the things they mentioned in that study was that the polysaccharides are responsible for boosting the nervous system with regard to the beating of the heart. And I hadn't thought about that, because I've been thinking about the effect of the polysaccharides on the brain. It helps people stay focused. It helps kids learn faster. It helps children that are hyperactive. It helps people with Parkinson's and MS. Now, I'm not making any claims when I'm saying this, but these are some of the reports that we get back. But so it's important to understand that about Gano Excel's Ganoderma. It's available in two forms. And as far as the beverages go, the toothpaste and the hot chocolate have the mycelium, the rich in polysaccharides. It's designed so that children will benefit, because before they drink coffee, usually they'll drink hot chocolate and they brush their teeth. And it's in the cereal for that reason. So if you're interested in trying Ganoderma, I'm not trying to. This is not a sales pitch. This is just giving you information on which to base your decisions. It's just like a Nike shoe. There are a lot of Nikes that we refer to Nikes. Don't forget your Nikes. We're going to go running. Almost as saying Scotch tape and Kleenex. When there's different brands, there's only one Nike that's manufactured in Nike facilities, and there's a lot of knockoffs. And they're simply not the same. And the same is true with Ganoderma lucidum and the products that it's included in. There are a lot of knockoffs. So I just warn you to do your research, to do your homework. Your health is too important to be honestly playing around. Now, if you want to know where to get it, you get back to the person that put you on this broadcast. Or get in touch with Donna Crow. She can you can find her on Blog Talk Radio or DonnaCrow.com, and she can help you find it. You can buy it retail or you can buy it wholesale. And you can discuss that with the person that put you on this call. Now, we don't have the testimonials today. I think it's a good thing that we don't have the testimonials, because we have not said the word before now. I'm going to say it, heart disease, and I want Donna to comment on what those words, heart disease. She titled the program Heart Health for a very specific reason, because heart disease begins to narrow it down to a group of people that have been told they have a disease in their heart, or they have a disease. And the heart, being a muscle that beats all the time, is one of the susceptible places in our body that we see symptoms first of other things that are the result of other things, that we're not taking care of our bodies. So collectively, sometimes that's called a degenerative disease. when in fact it's a condition that's going to continue to worsen, because if we don't correct things that we're doing, like diet, exercise, nutrition, water, sleep, stress management, then the condition is going to continue to worsen, and the medical community calls that a disease. But we don't want to limit it to that. But what I wanted to stress is that this heart health is, you know, an absolutely critical area. And by having someone on that has a testimonial of, let's say, recovering or getting better, we would again be narrowing it down to, you know, someone that has a heart condition or a heart disease. I don't want to do that. I want to leave this as the Ganoderma being like a tonic that is going to improve your whole body, your heart being that as well. And it's part of an overall regimen, as Donna said, of good health for your heart. And you might want to comment on that, Donna. There are people that have had good experiences with, being able to get off prescriptions that they've had for different things related to their heart. I just think it's better that we didn't have those today, so we can focus on the healthy side of things, and the fact that Ganoderma and these other things you mentioned, nutrition and avoiding the prescription drugs, is something that will help everyone.
Yes, one of my goals, I teach on health from all kinds of angles, and one of the greatest desires of my heart is to help people to feel empowered. Because when it comes to your health, it can get really scary when your body starts exhibiting symptoms and you don't have a clue what's going on, or then you go and get a diagnosis and the options that they give you are so limited, and the options themselves make you feel so terrible in so many ways. It's so scary, and you can start to feel like such a victim and so lost and out of control. And I just want to say, your body can restore and repair with natural things. I think about my own mom. She was so far gone with quote-unquote heart disease that it looked like she probably had a month to live. And I prayed, and I just said, God, I have to have solutions. I am not ready for my mom to die right now. This is not working for me, you know. And immediately we began to get solutions. My mom lived like another 10 years after that. And she enjoyed life, and I really appreciated having that time with her. And everything that we did was natural. Everything we did, you know, with her doctor's consent. A lot of it, he said, it's not going to work. We did it anyway, and it did work. And as a result, he took a sabbatical and went and studied natural medicine for 6 months because he saw that what he was doing was limited compared to what we were doing on our own doing research. And it's okay to be intelligent. It's okay to learn. It's okay to find out, you know, what are the scientists saying? There are scientists that are saying that these natural things work better than the pharmaceuticals. You can find studies that talk about, like, NSAIDs, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You can find studies that say that there are enzymes out there, like serrapeptase, that they say work better than the NSAIDs without all the side effects. There are studies, you know, I found clinical studies that said that Ganoderma effectively dilates coronary arteries, increases coronary vessel blood flow, improves circulation in the cardiac muscles and capillaries, increases oxygen supply and energy to the cardiac muscle, protects the heart from shortage of blood supply, that it reduces the level of cholesterol, the bad stuff, you know, prevents formation of arterial cholesterol patches. If the cholesterol's already there, it'll clean up the arterial walls. This is through clinical research, clinical studies. You can be empowered by that. I want people to be empowered to know that they can eat stuff that was created for their body to function on. They can eat regular healthy foods, but they can also add superfoods like Ganoderma to their diet, and it will increase their health. And I want people to get past the fear of, like, oh my God, the doctor knows everything and I just have to do what the doctor says. No, you know, follow your heart. Educate yourself and take some baby steps towards natural health. You can win. You can improve your health. You know, my mom, you know, she lived and had family visits. We had family reunions. We had all kinds of fun stuff happen in those 10 years that she would not have had if she had just blindly said, no, I'm going to do what the doctor says. And her doctors were very supportive. They were very interested. She was sort of an experiment for them because they were not familiar with this stuff. But it's all over there. This is their own studies. These are medical studies, but they're so busy, they don't even have time to read them, you know. But you do. Get on the computer. Find out. Educate yourself. And GANO is one of the most potent ways to not only support your heart, but while you're supporting your heart, you're balancing your blood sugar. You're calming your nervous system. You're helping your body deal with stress. You know, it's just amazing what this product does. I love it. So let me check the time here. We just have about 5 minutes. Actually, if it's okay with you, Bob, I'm going to bring Dave on because he does have a brief testimony he'd like to share, and we'll have him say a few words.
Okay. I'm perfectly happy with that.
All right. Let's go. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very clearly.
Well, it's interesting, Bob, that you should mention just a minute ago about the electrical side of the system, and I just wanted to share a personal story about this because I hadn't really thought about this, but something that's happened for all my life is my heart will periodically just stop and skip a beat or two, and I've noticed this ever since I was a little kid and hadn't really thought about it, but I'd recently started pairing up taking the Excellium and the Ganoderma together. And I realized it, I don't remember since I started doing that, I don't remember my heart missing a beat. And I just go, why is that? And I go, I don't know, but I'm taking the Excellium and the Ganoderma together, and it seems to be able to help out in a particular area. And I've always wondered about it, and I go, well, maybe this is something that's going to happen and develop into something pretty serious one day, but it didn't. But I just wanted to share one brief story with a gentleman that I've been able to work with, really, really neat gentleman from Jamaica. And he was introduced to our coffee and was struggling with high blood pressure, and every person that I've been working with who has high blood pressure has seen a result with a normalization of their blood pressure, and this gentleman's story was typical of that. His delivery was coffee with cream and sugar, which is one of our products, and he had heard in Jamaica that this helped with blood pressure, and he had headaches constantly 24/7, and his blood pressure would spike, and it didn't have any improvement at all. He couldn't tell when it spiked, and he started taking our coffee, and after a week, his headaches went back to disappear, and then he checked his blood pressure at 28 days, and his starting blood pressure was 130 over 90, and 28 days later, just taking our coffee one cup a day, it normalized at 110 over 70. So that's just taking our coffee, and apparently he responded pretty quickly, but it works like that. It's natural, and it's good for you. So that's all I have to share, Donna and Bob, and I really, really appreciate the research that you've done on this call. I can really tell that you're very passionate about this, and that's great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. So I just want to remind you guys, hey, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, notice up there there's a little thing that says follow. If you click on that, it'll notify you every time we have a broadcast. There's places there also where you can share this on Facebook and Twitter and all those kind of things. Do those things. Also, Bob mentioned last week there's a place at the bottom of the page on Blog Talk Radio where you can do comments. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it has a little box there for doing comments. You can comment there, and that helps other people find this broadcast, and that's what we want. We want people to find this and be helped. Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you so much, Bob. I loved the stuff you shared. It was awesome, and I so appreciate you taking the time to be here and share with us. I learn stuff from you every time. It's wonderful, and I hope that people are encouraged, and I just want to say I love you guys, and I want to see you healthy and your family and friends healthy. Share this with people. Download it. Burn it onto a CD. Share it with people. And we really appreciate you being here and taking time. And remember, people, you can share this with your friends. They can listen to it in the archives afterwards. So God bless you guys. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.